attacking all notions and bad things. And now she has become so sad. After inner everything. And Krishna gave him
motherly position,
in Guru. Not motherly, but as mother.
Like mother.
Like mother. But sometimes she can have, she will be very
busy.
Of Sauhagya.
Fortunate.
Fortunate to give some bread, milk to Krishna. Sometimes. In Golok.
Not Vrindavan.
Not in Gokul. The difference between Gokul and Golok. Sometimes I will try to separate it. Though there is one, but there is achintya bheda. Gokul is life and soul of
Golok.
Golok. Golok is outer wall and Gokul is main thing. So, what I learned.
My brother Vasudev too.
Then my Vasudev, see how he knew all these things. And then he began to protect and save Krishna and Lord Krishna, Yashoda also, with a new. In this way, Krishna was playing very sweet pastimes there. One day, Krishna was of 30 days. You know about Saptasura? Saptasura, you know? This is that stand up.
Krishna was now 30 days old. So Krishna was now 30 days old. And Kamsa, he was quite perturbed because Putana had been killed. So he calls some more of his demons, specifically this time he calls Shakatashi.
Okay, one thing. 17 villages, Putana. And she killed so many boys and
blood
and everything. Who were they?
Demonic boys.
They were Vishnu Prajavasis?
No.
Who were they?
Demonic boys.
She cannot touch any devotee's son. So they were son of only demons, like Kams and others, and the associates of Kams, here and there. So don't be worried that Putana killed so many devotees' sons. She never touched, she cannot touch even, but to kill them.
So Kams was quite disturbed because he knew how strong Putana was. As Maharaj has explained, already Kamsa himself had great battle with her and he could not defeat her. And she had the strength of 10,000 elephants. So then he called Shakatashura and he told him that you should be very careful because this boy...
The name was something else. But he was like a Siddha demon.
Mystic yogi, perfected yogi.
Yeah. He can be like a shepherd, as a flock. He can enter in anything. He was so powerful. Like air. Like host come in anybody. And similarly, he was so powerful that he can come in anything in tree, in animals, in dry woods, like Ula Kaur, he can come. He was so powerful. So his name has become Shakatasura because he was in the Ula Kaur. Otherwise his name was anything else.
So then Kamsa, he told him to be very careful, because if he took some kind of disguise that Krishna, he would find him out and he would get the same kind of fate as this Putana.
So don't go with shape, any shape.
Putana was foolish, so you end in self. You should not go in self.
Now you are so wise, you should not go in anybody. You should go like air in tank.
So then Sakatasura, Sura, or this demon, said, don't worry. And he went into Gokul, and there was a bullock cart, which was in the yard of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna was, Mother Yashoda, she had put Krishna underneath the bullock cart, and she was...
In the morning, in the same morning, in the early morning, Krishna was sleeping on a palanka, on
a cot.
And Yashoda was sitting anywhere, or there, standing. And he saw that Krishna had taken a side.
Changed his side by himself.
Without any
help.
Help. All Yashoda became so happy that my boy is powerful now to, after 30 days, that he can change his position. So he became so happy. And he called all Brahmins. And they told that this day is very sacred. You should make a very big feast. And you should donate so many cows with gold and coins and have so much thing. And with so many paraphernalia. Just do a feast, and all Brahmin of whole Braj should be called. Thousand and lakhs of them. And they should be given them. And they should be feast. And you should take their benediction that Krishna should be. So Yashoda was with her all sakhis, making a very good preparations now. Puri, kachauri, laddu, manpo, and so many things. He was so. And he told the boys to keep attention on this boy, and he was doing all this in the meantime, go on.
In the meantime, this demon, he went and he, because he had this mystic power that he could practically merge into any object, then he became like one with the cart, with the bullet cart. Practically speaking, he became like Tadatmik with the Bullaka. So whilst all the preparations were going on and puja was going on,
some boy was playing with Krishna like this, doing, and very happy. Krishna was also.
So then some of Krishna's little friends, they were there with him and they were playing, and Krishna kind of turning over, then with his foot, he kicked the cart. The demon had made the cart very heavy.
Explain how. Hello? Hello?
Then Shakrasur has merged into this cart, and Krishna was underneath the cart. Shaktasur now started pressing the cart. So his plan was that Krishna is underneath, so I'll press it right into the ground. So Krishna will kill and will be killed, and nobody
will be smashed.
So
the chakra both went down in the earth, and the cart was nearer to smash Krishna. What did Krishna?
Krishna was not bothered at all. He was simply playing. So just like a small child, sometimes he's throwing his feet in the air, sometimes
like
his hands.
Feet, toe here, sometimes like wild, sometimes whipping, sometimes laughing.
So as his one of the legs came in the air, his toe just touched that cart and it blew up in pieces. And it was a big, heavy noise, and everybody was very astonished to hear where this voice is coming from. And they all came and they saw that this cart was broken, and they were all scared. And all those boys were playing nearby Krishna. They started telling, "Oh, Krishna kicked this and Krishna broke this." But nobody was able to leave.
A horse full of curd, milk, and everything. They were all
upset.
And very big sound. Yashoda Bhagas. They are engaged in that. So some women heard this and saw. They quickly told to Yashoda. And all Brajavasi, Nanda Baba, and all came in fear. And they were looking, how? And they saw that a demon is there and it is killed. Then they began to search the reason. What was the reason? Nanda Baba was looking here and there. The boys told, "Ba ba 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 ba. Krishna has what? A smash? Kick this god. And this demon is killed." But Nand Baba, Yashoda, anyone? But Nand Baba. Then Brahmins were called. They are invited to take part in that festival. So all came and saw this. Then Yashoda told that all demons had come. He just would do anything for my God. But then they told that, "Bring a very black cow." Black cow was brought there. And his cow dung and
urine
were mixed and made thorough, like pee, best liquid. And Brahmin with mantra, what mantra? Lalate Keswan Rakshet, what we do Tira? Rakshet was added to all, that in Lalat Kesha should say. In heart, in here, a stomach, Narayana. Here, Madhava. Here, Vishnu. And here, Madhusudana. Here, Rishikesh. Here, Vamana. And then, here, and here, and again, Vishnu. And they began to recite all Vedas and mantras and everything. Thousands of prayers. And making bath of Krishna with cow urine and dung. And they used the lace and the tail of cows, black cows, on Rakshet Narayanam, Rakshet Vishnu, Rakshet Sitaram, Rakshet, like this. And then Krishna began to smile, then all that so happy. That all that ghost has done. And legs and cows were given to, donated to Brahmins, and Brahmins also became so happy. So much gold was given to them, all bestowed down. So in this way, Krishna was
renewed
his
love,
chart of love and affection. Again, what he was doing, so many pastimes, like now when we become of 90 days, Yashoda was sometimes loving Krishna, but sometimes he wanted that Krishna should sleep. And so he used to sing some
lullaby.
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 Lullaby. You should sleep, you should sleep, you should sleep. My boy, you should sleep. Like this. You know any lullaby? as mother makes any his boy sleep. So Yashoda used to do. And when Krishna used to sleep, and Yashoda used to go to for Krishna, for butter and for him. So sometimes she used to be some far away from Krishna, and she used to keep Krishna sleeping, or he should play, he used to give some
toys,
twirls to Krishna, so that, but Krishna, after telling all these things, oh, you should cry, mother, mother. One day when he became 90 days, what became? Oh, you, Srinavar. Without killing Krishna. And comes
embrace
and told that, oh, you should go and come soon.
And that is why
he has come there. Yoga Maya has attracted and he came.
So ordinarily a demon or materialistic person can enter Vrindavan, but as Srila Gurudev explained, Yoga Maya attracted Srinivas. Why? Because Krishna, he was looking in the sky and he saw some birds flying there. So seeing the birds flying in the sky, Krishna had some inspiration. Oh, I want to also fly in the sky like this. So to fulfill this desire, Yoga Maya attracted Trinavart, who came to Vrindavan, and he assumed the form of a whirlwind. So when the Trinavarta came to Vrindavan in the form of a whirlwind.
Not Vrindavan, home in
Gokul. Came to Gokul in the form of a whirlwind. When he came there, then the whole sky became black because the dust was raised in the air and no one could see anything anywhere because of the dust storm.
How did it become? How did it become?
By his mystic power.
Yeah, it did. It became like wind. From cutting everything up, uprooting trees and...
Like torrent.
Cyclone. It came in the shape of cyclone.
So then
all trees were uprooted. And all... all are here and there. Scattered. And then...
So Gokul was being devastated by the power of this mystic yogi, Trinavarta.
What he wanted?
He wanted to catch Krishna.
How?
And take him up into the sky.
But he was in the lap of Yashoda.
And kill him. So, but Krishna, he was in the lap of Mother Yashoda. So, by the influence of Yoga Maya, Krishna became extremely heavy.
He saw that if I am not separated with Mother, then this demon will kill also my father. So I said, be anyhow separated. So he called Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya came and at once Krishna became so heavy, more than iron. Then Yashoda kept aside. And Krishna became separated. And that now demon came at once and in striking order.
Yashoda could not see so many dust came to his mother.
So the Trinavart, he took Krishna up into the sky, and Mother Yashoda was
crying and trying to see, "Oh my son, where are you, where are you?" But she couldn't see anything. And she fell on the ground,
gopi,
weeping.
All gopis were in their houses and they were in the same position. So anyone could not come and help Yashoda. And Yashoda was weeping.
So Trinavart, he carried Krishna up into the sky, and in this way, Krishna, he had his desire to fly fulfilled. So after he'd flown for a little time, then Krishna, he was satisfied with his flying experience. And so when he was satisfied, he began to hold Trinavarta around the neck. So when he was holding Trinavarta around the neck, just like any child, if you pick up a child, they will hold on to you. Naturally, just naturally. So quite naturally, Krishna, like an ordinary baby, began to hold on to the neck of Trinavarta. But his hold became so strong, and he became so heavy, that even though Trinavarta was so powerful, he could not tolerate the embrace or the grip of Krishna. And his two eyes popped out
like
rasgullas. And he came crashing down on the earth.
Being saint.
And Krishna was quite surprised. He thought, "Oh, I wanted to play with you and fly here and there in the sky, and I was just embracing you, but somehow or other, I don't know why your eyes have popped out like rasgullas. What can I do? It wasn't my fault." So then the storm died down because
he fell down
there.
On a stone, big rock, big rock.
His body
was crushed.
Had no injury at all. Here, what is the point? Any shiksha teaching? Any teaching? Any teaching?
Trinavarta?
Krishna, all past time, had very deep teaching.
Trinavarta, he is a demon and he represents the anart in the heart of any conditioned soul. That anart is the tendency for speculation and material knowledge, which by this the jiva, he thinks, "Oh, I am so high, I am going so high." And this also, it makes him blind. This attachment for material knowledge and speculation. So Krishna,
knowledge of Vedas, which are not favorable for bhakti, like nirvishesh jnana, Krishna has no shape. They want to prove by the Vedic rhymes that Krishna has no shape. He has no attribute. Krishna is nirvishesh, he is not powerful. And we are also like nirvishesh, like he became bodiless. So we are also Brahma without shape. But now we are called jiva, and after that we will be Brahma. And they want to prove it by so many logic from Vedas here and there. So these life, the arguments and these logics are like wind. They want to cover the personality of Krishna and jiva, but they cannot cover. So he wanted to cover that Krishna has no shape, no attribute. He has no shape, no qualities. And he wanted to do like Shankaracharya, like Mayavadi. But Krishna killed that devil very easily. You should know that Krishna pastimes are two kinds, as Swarjimai and
Mom.
With opulence and without opulence, so sweet. In Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha means in Parapyom, much affluence. In Golok, so much affluence. Krishna's sweetness, sweet parts are covered with affluence. His creator of all the creation, his supporter and nourisher, he has six qualities. But
opulence, Aisarja, Sasama.
Aisarja, Samagra, Virija, Jasta, Sriya,
Gyan,
Vaira. In this, Malli Mani is both self quality. And that is three. She means
beauty.
Beauty. And Gyan,
no. Aisarja, Virija,
Jasta. Aisarja, Virija, and
Jasta.
They are
part.
Part quality. And Gyan Bhairaga, part of part. Not quality. But anyhow, we should know there are these six opulences are in Krishna. But in Braj, these are covered with
sweetness.
All the opulences will be in Krishna, wherever he is, in Braj or anywhere, they will be. But Krishna's sweet time, past times are so powerful that they can cover all opulences. And Krishna will be like a boy, baby, like a serpent, serving Nanda Baba, taking the shoe of Nanda Baba, and carrying the order of all the Prajavasi. So to kill and to go in the sky, this is opulence. And to kill a demon like Trinava, is a very big affluence. But Krishna never became so four-handed or so big
size
like a Vaman became like that. He never reached any human like chakra in him. Oh, very little fire, naked, only of 30 days. And he took only like this, embraced life, like wise monkeys.
Baby monkey.
Baby monkeys. He takes hold of
mother monkey.
Like mother. And Krishna thinking that if you are dying, what can I do? I was embracing you and I was playing with you, but your eyes came like a rasagulla and you are dying. What can I do? So Yashoda and Nanda Baba saw this fact that he smashed that demon. But they were thinking that Krishna cannot do like
this. It's not possible for Krishna.
Who did then? Oh, Narayan can do. Because
Nanda Baba.
Gargacharya told like that.
Narayana Samaguna.
He is so powerful. Like Narayan. Narayan is so much is merciful to this boy. He gave some power. And that is why he is killed. Krishna cannot do like this. They again called so many Brahmins. And again black cow, that organ, and the black tails, hair, again. And after that, Krishna, sometimes weeping, sometimes playing here and there. And now he can move on his.
He can crawl in. Crawl now.
So he was doing. Sometimes he can play with Baladev. In the meantime, one day, Gargacharya came from
Mathura.
Mathura,
sent by Vasudev
Maharaj. That go and keep name of my two sons and don't tell that Krishna is my son. Otherwise, comes with no mind, he will try to kill that boy. So, in a lonely place, he used to do all. So when he went there, what became? Can you tell? The world.
Then Gargajiya came sent by Vasudev Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj asked Jasodama and Rohini Ma to take their babies to go to cow shed. Because Nanda don't want to do any big festival. Because
no, Vargasya told him, advised him.
Advising,
he wanted to give so many cows and big festival he wanted. But he
Gargaja just stopped to do anything. Gargaja advised him, if you do any festival, then Kamsa may imagine that why Krishna Nanda is doing some festival and Gargacharya is priest of Vasudeva Maharaj, why he came here? So he may do any harm for your babies. So don't do any festival and don't do anything openly. So Vasudeva Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj went there and Yashoda Ma and Rohini Ma went there and Gargacharya, nobody was there, only just four person. And Gargacharya told that Balaram, that son of Rohini, he is very strong and he is strong enough.
And Ram, and very beautiful.
And Ram, very beautiful, attracts everyone. So his name will be Baladev and Balaram. Baladev means who is predominant deity of all kind of power or strength who has. So is Balaram, and deity so beautiful and attractive, his name is Ram. And Krishna, and Gargacharya kept his name Krishna, because who can attract everyone towards him? Krishna is so beautiful, so he has so many qualities, everyone attracts towards him very easily. And he can attract every whole world towards him. So Gargacharya kept his name Krishna.
And also told that before, in each
of, and he told, in every yugas he came, and his name used to come every yugas. And his name is different names are different yugas. So now his name will be Krishna.
He had been before in Kali Yuga.
Sukla Rakta Tatha Pita Idanin Krishna Tangata. As before, he was in Satya Yuga, in Sukla Varna.
And
white. Golden.
Not golden. White color.
White color. And in Treta Yuga was red color. And in Kali Yuga was yellow color. Now he is black, now his name is Krishna. So Gargacharya told that he used to take birth in all yugas, every yuga, so now he is Krishna. Thus he kept his name Krishna.
But he told in such a style that anyone cannot understand. Nand Baba also, covered with yoga maya, I could not understand this deep meaning words. And he thought that, oh, my son is so beautiful. And sometimes Narayan mercifully comes in him and something miracle
happens.
So now this Krishna passion is very good. We will explain it tomorrow. There are so many hidden
meanings, good teaching,
and we should try to remember this thing and chant Hare Krishna and remember this part. Then Maya will go away and you will be liberated and the mercy of Krishna will be realized. And then our life goes. Any question? You should do?
Gopi jana vallabha radhanayaka navashayaka.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.